from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows Phone. R-T-I.
That'll be us then, all back after the commercial break. Did you change your password? Oh, no, Lee couldn't do it. Where was I? Yes, it's me. It's Eric. And over there is Lee going, hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
And sensibly down there in Australia, really, really hot Australia, it's Rachel.
Me and Rachel.
Hello.
It's very, very hot down there, isn't it?
It's boiling hot down here at the moment.
We did get undressed. Okay, that was the worst DJ cliche link you've ever heard in your life, because we move along to an Australian estate agent who's been using pictures taken by his drone with young ladies with their tops off.
Ooh.
Well, first of all, she wasn't that young.
Oh, wasn't she?
No, she's a granny, and what happened was...
She's a young lady.
She was a granny in a thong.
She was, 50s.
And it was going dark, so it was just a thong at twilight.
There's a real estate agent was taking some aerial pictures with a drone of a piece of property that they were selling, which is next door to her. They put an aerial map so they could show the size of the block, and unbeknownst to them, because they clearly didn't look or proof or do anything, there's a picture of a granny in a thong, sunbathing out there for all the world to see. Now the thing that this woman noticed it before anybody else because she walked past it. It was nailed to the fence of the house that they were selling, which is, as I said, next door to her.
Yeah.
So she alerted them. But do you know what else she did, which is why I don't have terribly much sympathy for this person?
Right.
She then alerted every media outlet she could get her hands on. And, of course, every media outlet that could get their hands on the story took it and plastered the image all over television. So not only did her suburb know that she was bathing topless, but so did the whole nation. The whole nation knew.
And
she said, I feel so exposed and vulnerable. And I'm like, well, why did you go to the media for? Like, what are you doing? Don't do that.
Oh, cynical.
You're now more exposed than ever.
Literally. Oh, yeah. Cynical me, money.
Well, yeah. You don't really get paid by the press for stories like this. She wouldn't get
No.
She's after money from the real estate agent, I think. Do you know what they offered her? They took, and a camera crew was there to film the entire thing, of course. when this man who owns this thing, who was horribly embarrassed about it and really sorry, it wasn't intentional. It was just an oversight, and she went there with a big bunch of flowers. And I think she wasn't very gracious about accepting his apology either.
Hey.
And I thought that's pretty because he didn't come with a big bag of money. He came with a big bag of flowers.
So cynical me wasn't far off the track.
No, not far at all.
Yeah, but there's something else to this, isn't there? There's something else to this, really, being sensitive. Well, you know, we're all knocking this poor little old granny in 50 in a thong. Why do women wear thongs, honestly?
I don't know. It's stupid. You might as well leave. It's like leaving dental floss in your teeth all day. It's really annoying.
That's right, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I've got an image in my head which I cannot describe.
it's like air on a G-string, isn't it? Things like it's just terrible. But there is an important point to this.
Oh.
And maybe this woman wasn't being as selfish as you make out. By doing this, by going to the media, because this is another horrendous breach of somebody's privacy brought
that
on by ludicrous modern technology.
Rubbish.
I agree with you. I just don't like the way she went about it. I mean, you're right, Lee, but the thing is that because drones are so new and the using drones in this particular way is pretty new, there doesn't seem to be any rules and regs set up about how it can be used.
There are, yeah. Well, what happened with Google Earth when they were filming?
I don't think real estate agents quite understand the nuances of the rules.
Well, I understand what you're saying. Why do you say it's rubbish, Eric?
Because if you look back over time, right the way back to when small children had very how do I put this? Dodgy connections onto the bottom end of aeroplanes which flew on little gas bottles, people were taking photographs by remote control. It's not something new. Certainly, it began in the 70s. It was massive by the 80s, where people were using light aircraft, not drones. They were light aircraft or remote control helicopters, and actually putting cameras underneath them. If you think back to Tomorrow's World, because we, I'll have to do this bit for him, Rach, Tomorrow's World on BBC One, you would have seen a helicopter with a what they can they called a remote control camera underneath it.
What? Do, how do they catch the? Do they have somebody running underneath it to catch the Polaroids that fall out of it as they take the pictures?
Yeah, it's like the internet rates. You know, if you go too fast when you're driving, the wires can't keep up.
Yes. You, you hate
see?
That.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible.
Now he just being stupid.
somebody told me that once. My internet was bad. I was driving too fast.
What you've just said, although I accept it, I hadn't thought of it in those terms, that actually we have been doing aerial photographs.
Did he say I was right?
No, he didn't say you were right.
Don't call the ambulance.
Ask all the listeners to please stick your trig tables in the upright position and your head between your knees in the brace position, because the world's going to implode.
I did. Don't worry about it, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be all right. You'll survive, because I didn't say he was right. What I said was that he'd made a fair point and used information that I'd actually forgotten about. And there have been drone-like...
Lee, it's all right.
I'm all right.
It's your age, mate. It goes.
No! No, it isn't. No, it's lifestyle that makes it go. So, so you're right. They did do that picture thing before, like pre-drones. But that does not defend this incredible invasion of privacy.
Which has been going on since the 80s.
No, it hasn't, though, because people... Well, it probably happened, but I bet there aren't as many people... You see, this was being used for a commercial purpose. And
that's new. I don't know real estate agents that do aerial shots with drones. This is one of the first times I've heard about it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, they used to come out with
if the house was of the right, if the house was of the right money years ago, what they would do would be fly a light aircraft over the property and take pictures with a camera.
Yes, but the
you could hear that coming.
Down.
You could hear
that
coming.
Yeah, the pilot would have looked down and seen there's a granny with a G-string on.
No, he's supposed to be looking where he's going, not looking down.
This woman wouldn't have heard this drone. She wouldn't have heard it. She wouldn't have heard it to be alerted to the fact to cover up, love. Cover up, love.
How loud are drones? Do they go... Like, is it that why they call drones? Because they go...
Yes.
That was interesting.
Most of them are noisy.
Noisy drones.
As is my,
she didn't hear it.
As is my RC helicopters.
So she was probably, because she was 50, she was probably deaf and missed it.
No, she could have been listening to music with her headphones on.
She could have been, except she's 50 and probably never heard of it like I haven't. So, and
no, you're just old.
And she got her biffers out.
Yeah.
In her own back garden. It's like that bloke in, I think it was Sweden or Germany somewhere, who was caught doing something that
he shouldn't have been doing
yes. in the garden.
Yes.
By Google Earth, and Google Earth put it out everywhere.
I know.
You've got to protect people's sanctity of their lives and the security and the privacy. You know, it's like Google Earth and show what you've got inside your house.
Rach, he's got virus again. Can you hear him sniffing?
Yeah.
Sniff?
Yes.
I've always sniffed. I'm just hoity.
Yeah, I know, and toity. Well done, Britain. The vile pickup coach known as Julian Blanc.
Yeah.
Or Julian White, has been refused access to Great Britain. And flipping good job too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Me and Rachel did this story 3 weeks ago.
We did this story through, he was actually in Melbourne doing a bit of a show and tell with his "It's always cool to choke women when you're dating them" kind of a deal. In order to pick up women, he had these little seminars, and our immigration minister said, "See ya," and popped him on a plane and bumped him out of there.
Good.
And we thought that was great. And then when I saw this story, I went, "Hey, get down. Britain's already on the ball. He didn't even get into the country. Thanks very much for coming."
Yes.
But we, me and Rachel, and the wonderful
Petra
demanded that this man was banned from the UK. And guess what? Yeah, it means that the Lib Dem minister, Lynn Featherston, listens to Postcard from Poprad.
You got a gosh.
Yes.
You got a
we
gosh.
Broke that story. We broke it hard.
Yeah, we broke it hard, man. We gave it them. Yeah, we got our
There's
little seminars
There's a lot of bad
out.
Connotations in what you're talking about and the subject matter. I think we'll move on. for safety's okay. sake. Why can't people leave Michael Schumacher alone?
Because he's a legend. Famous. Thank you, Rachel. I love Rachel, you know. I think we should.
I love you.
I love you.
No. I love you.
Where's the bucket?
I love you.
I'll get a room.
You to... shall we, Rach? Rach, now, yeah, he's put us up to that. We've got to do what he says.
Get a room.
You know what we'd do in that room? We'd watch cool movies and eat club sandwiches.
Yeah, and let's do it in Honolulu, because that's about in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's about halfway, yep.
Is it? Yeah. Is that all right, Rob?
Yeah, he don't care. He's asleep.
Sneak off now, then. Leave him a note.
All you can see is my vapor trail out the door.
Oh no, don't do that if you're coming to meet me.
Can I just be sensible for a minute? We had all this when there was a helicopter crash a few years ago in F1 terms with Sir Frank Williams. Well, he's now Sir Frank Williams in the helicopter, paralysed, and you know everybody was running around going, and Sir Frank cured it all. He got himself back together again, got in his wheelchair, and started running his team again.
Yeah.
And fair play to the bloke. I mean, he's now passed the reins down to his daughter, who's an I can't believe I'm saying this. It's a girl running a Formula One team, and it's brilliant.
That load of big girls driving in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So I
it
just
is
think,
a chick sport.
I gave it up when I got rid of my pedal car.
I know what you're saying here, Uncle Eric. I know what you're saying here.
I don't.
They can't leave him alone, just as they wouldn't leave somebody like Brad Pitt alone if he did it. Or they wouldn't leave, you know, anybody of any that's noteworthy. People are interested, especially if they've got fans. The fans want to know how the person is doing. But as a mark of respect to people, it's like when somebody dies really tragically, you want them to leave their family alone, but they don't. They get in their grill, and it's money. It's, you know, you get the photo, you get the story, you get whatever you get, and aside from the press, just the general public have a morbid curiosity about famous people. They want to know what they have for breakfast. They want to know, you know.
You're
so
right.
You really have to take the good with the bad in that respect. People don't ask for it.
The voice of reason has convinced me. I have shut up.
Well, listen to this then.
What?
Listen to this.
If you start now, I'll start talking again.
Yeah, no, don't talk. Listen, because this is actually the moving on Rachel's argument, and another very good argument for doing it. Because if you think Michael Schumacher is a legend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
He created a lot of entertainment and good things for this world, and as Rachel says, people are interested in him, right? So why does his... You see, it's a twisted way to look at it, as far as I'm concerned. He lived by publicity. He enjoyed publicity. His family benefited from it. And he was always treated with respect. And there has been nothing disrespectful said about him in these situations. But now that he's potentially a quadriplegic, why does that mean that his fame cannot still carry on and people still be interested in him?
Everybody was still interested in Christopher Reeve when he became quadriplegic.
Yep,
and absolutely.
He did exactly the right thing as this other bloke that you were talking about did, Uncle Eric. He put himself out there and started fighting for other causes.
He did. If you think about it, after about a year or so, he then came to the forefront and said, look, this is what I am now. Now, Michael hasn't had that time to rehabilitate yet. And I think he should. And then if he wants to come out, fair play. You know, if he wants to come out in his wheelchair and be pictures taken of him, that's cool. That's absolutely fair
play. It's not part of the deal, though, is it? Nobody's been disrespectful to Michael Schumacher since he had his accident. Nobody's shown him any disrespect. There might have been one incident where a pap tried to get into the ward where he was. I think that happened, but
you're right.
It was an isolated incident.
They've kept their distance, and I think they've kept their distance really respectfully too, because you haven't seen a lot of stuff about it. Yeah.
Well, as we know, there is one rule for the journalists, and there is one rule for normal people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And therefore,
normal people.
Therefore, after 5 months of being in Porridge Nick jail, Andy Coulson, the former News of the World editor, has been let out of Nick.
He has.
Probably full.
Oh.
Is what?
Damn, Rachel, the voice of reason again.
Why? What? I missed it. What did you say?
I said it's probably full. You know, a lot of these people get appalled when a murderer only doesn't get, they get sentenced to life, but they get out after 8-10 years.
Mm, yeah.
And quite a lot of the time, these prisons are full, so they have letting people out. Yeah. They have to let them out. There's no, they've broken capacity. So that what they'll do is they'll take the sort of, you know, fairly innocuous crimes like this one, you know, like murderers. But no, they'll take guys like this out and white collar criminals and you
I'm glad you said it was an innocuous crime, Rachel.
Well, it was. I mean, it was wrong. Absolutely. It was wrong, and he broke the law, and he should have been punished, and he has been. But you know, there's no way they're going to give him life for that amount of time. They have to let them out because they're full. They've got to lock up somebody else.
It's the voice of reason, Week of Rach. I don't know what she's been drinking this evening, but whatever it is, it's the voice of reason.
Rob's home. I'm all calm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but the simple fact is, you've got to look at what happened. This is a true story, right? Me and Eric, I said to Eric, the day Andy Coulson was spotted walking away from 10 Downing Street, I said to Eric, this is going to be the biggest story of the decade. Mm-hmm. And Eric actually said, quite rightly, because I understood what he was saying, nah, he's just got sacked, that's it, he's a bloke who got sacked. And Andy Coulson lost that job, lost all his contract work, everything else that he did. He was vilified, he was ridiculed, he was insulted publicly, and his whole of his private life was laid bare before the public, and he got jailed. He's paid a heck of a price for being the head of an organisation that did something that every insurance company in this world is still doing. He did not do anything that other enterprises do not do, and he went to jail for it and lost every part of his life. There is something wrong there.
He hasn't lost anything.
He's lost everything, man.
Why?
Well, I don't know. He's lost his reputation. He's been trashed.
Yeah, absolutely.
But guess what? He's done his time.
He's a survivor.
He's had his five months. He'll have written his book. Yeah. And in a few weeks' time, it'll come out and it'll be making a fortune.
Absolutely. Good on you. Well done, Mr. Coulson.
Anyway, Australia's booming crocodile population is causing a bit of a problem down under. Mm.
Yeah, talk about this, Rachel, and make it snappy.
Well, we actually did a story about the culling. Do you remember? We did a story about the cull that was going to start. They were going to start giving a legal, you know, everybody can go hunting a crocodile, and in fact, please do, new thing that was coming up. But because all these crocs have been, well, they've been eating really well, mostly on tourists, but that's okay. They're a hazard to humans.
I've
said it once.
Why didn't you send Lee up there?
Rach, what would we do when we meet?
He's not silly enough to go.
Oh, blast.
I am.
He probably would.
I am. Honestly, no, I'd go on some crocodiles.
He'd go for the shoes.
He's the only bloke I know.
I'd get you a handbag, Rachel.
He's the only bloke I know that catches a rabbit on one side of the river, then goes across the Amazon through all the piranha bits and goes, oh, my God, they've eaten my toes.
I'm glad you had a tumbleweed moment then because you gave me one.
There's two different sides to this, and it's pretty tricky because there's a wildlife park up in Western Australia at the top of the country on
Michael
the left hand side.
Yeah.
There's Malcolm Douglas owns a wildlife sanctuary near Broome, and Broome's, by the way, if you ever want to go to Broome, go because it's really cool. There's a place there called Mission Beach, and it's really just awesome. So you go. He has a sanctuary. And it's for crocs that would have been culled, but they save them and then they breed them. And then in a very bizarre twist, because he's calling it a wildlife park, they breed them for commercial use to make shoes and to make bags and to make, you know, luxury fashion apparel, which is all a bit strange because he's purporting it to be a wildlife sanctuary. So there's sort of two arguments to this, and I do understand that you have to, if they're a hazard to people, you need to sort it out. But the fact of the matter is, mostly where the crocs live is not near people, and people go near them to fish for things like barramundi and commercially fish. So they really are, they're walking onto a crocodile's turf, as far as I'm concerned. They need to, you know, it's
Rachel,
a crapshoot.
We have a very similar problem here with the brown bears up in the mountains about 20 minutes away, where people keep moaning, oh, the brown bears. Yeah, hang on, they were there first.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, we have the same problem here with
foxes.
foxes. Yeah,
it's about the best I've ever It's
like walking into somebody's house and grabbing their remote.
Exactly. Anyway, talking. That was a good link. Rach, you're doing such a brilliant job this week.
I know. I don't know what's happened to me. I might have had a stroke.
Neither do I. Because talking of remotes, Rob is never going to get his dinner again. Poor boy.
It's a good job he doesn't live here 3 weeks out of four, because you're right, he wouldn't get his dinner.
He's not going to do that. And the reason being, Netflix is going to Australia. Sorry, Rob.
Actually, he's a bit excited about it too. We were having a big discussion about it because we haven't been able to get any of those things. And the thing about this, the television that's available here, is there's only a handful of programs that they call Express from the US, where we get it maybe 24 hours after America shows it.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, it's maybe 6-12 months behind. So that's why they've been moaning about the fact that everybody's downloading, illegally downloading, but they really haven't, and which nobody should do because it is stealing. But, you know, people do it because they can't wait for 12 months for something else to come out, particularly things like Game of Thrones, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Especially, and you can only see Game of Thrones in this country if you have got pay TV. You can't see it on free-to-air.
Do I take it that... One Rachel Brunson is currently on the radio saying, "Please, Mr. Netflix, I want one."
Yeah, I want one because I've got the cable. I've got our pay TV, and now Robbie's come home, and when he comes home, he does these really cool things with technology because I don't know how to. Ooh. And he's plugged the internet into my cable TV, so now I've got a library of like 8 gazillion movies.
Brilliant.
That I can watch, which is awesome. And he's done that, and now he said we'll get Netflix. But the only downside to Netflix is that you have to rent them. You have to buy it. So it's like buying something off iTunes and watching it.
I suppose it is, yeah. Anyway, we move on because we haven't got much time left. Millions of Americans, Australians and Canadians look set to be charged to visit Britain under a new plan by Ed Milley. What's the other one?
Yeah.
Called him. Oh, I can't remember.
Who are you talking about?
The
Cameron?
The other one.
Oh, Clegg, Corporal Clegg.
No, the other one.
I can't think of any more politicians now.
The one who's the leader of the Labour Party.
Ed.
Is it Ed Miliband? I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, him.
Shows what impact he's had on the world.
It has been really, doesn't it? According to this report, the Labour Party wants to create 1,000 new extra border guards. And the way they're going to do that is charge Americans, Australians and Canadians £10 for coming in the country. That's going to be a good one for tourism. Well done.
Well, I think you shouldn't be charging Canadians or Australians because we are part of the Commonwealth.
Thank you.
Yeah, but
charge the Yanks, that's fine.
Why do we want to charge them anyway? On what grounds are we going to charge a certain species of people to come into our country? Where's the precedent for it? Why do we suddenly say, give us a tenner and you can come into our country?
Well, it's to pay for the border guards.
You know how much £10 is in Australian dollars?
No.
$5 million. $5 million Australian dollars. So no, I won't be able to come anyway. This is why I'm going to meet Lee in Honolulu.
Ah, right.
For a club sandwich, because I can't afford to go to Britain.
It is a fair point, isn't it? Why do we want to charge people who want to come on holiday, for instance, to our country, to pay for border guards? We have...
And there is a fundamental flaw. You know that, don't you?
Go on, then.
Well, if Mr. Miliband is doing it, and he's worked his numbers out that 1,000 extra border guards is the equivalent of 5.5 million visitors, what about all the red tape, all the other bureaucracy, the other there'll be another quango agency set up for it, which will cost twice as much as the money that comes in?
Yeah, but hang on, work this out, right? You've got people coming into this country. This is just a lie, you're quite right. The flaw in this is phenomenal. If you take extra border guards, 1,000 extra border guards, the maths is easy. Put them on £10 an hour, yeah?
Mm.
How much does that come to? It's so easy. It's 10 grand, isn't it? 10,000.
Is it?
You know, we come to your country and it's quite expensive for us to fly to you.
Of course it is.
It's very expensive. I've never done it because I simply don't have the money. And I also have, questionable credentials to get a passport. But But once we get to your country, we then spend money because you guys, yeah. we have to spend a lot of money, and that doesn't that go inject into your economy?
But if you work it out, look, put them on 10-hour days then. So you're talking it might cost them £1 million a day to pay these people, or £100,000 a day to pay these people, yeah. right? You're going to get you get 1,000 visitors at £10 each, yeah. right? Well, you're looking at £5.5 million. That works out at nearly £500 million coming in to pay these blokes. It's a load of rubbish. It's a complete insult to anybody's intelligence.
Yeah, exactly.
There's another expense in here that they're talking about, that if we pay this £10, the government's going to give us a visa waiver, so you fast track visa into your country. So how many extra personnel are going to be required to be able to process all these fast track visas?
It's a mess.
It's a vicious circle. Yeah,
absolutely. Let's move on, boys and girls. We've got time for one more topic, and we have only got one, so I've chosen it just for Lee, really. Bob Marley's family.
Yeah.
They're launching the first cannabis brand, and before everybody shouts at me and goes, oi, blah, 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 blah. If you live in Jamaica, for example, and you are an asthmatic, certain doctors will, not because they're bad or good or otherwise, but they will give you a cannabis tea to drink when you're feeling a bit ropey.
Well, that's right. And also, Britain has cannabis farms for
medical reasons.
Industrial use as well.
Yep.
It's about the hemp. Makes the world's greatest roll. But yeah, and
I've got a skirt made out of hemp, but it was a bugger.
We'll smoke
of
light, it so in I Honolulu. Yeah, we'll smoke it on a Lulu, Rachel. But listen, right?
At least I know why there's that picture of Rob smelling it. No.
Oh, that's terrible.
Smelling a skirt. Yeah,
Rachel, yes, I apologise on his behalf.
I accept your apology.
Thank you very much. No, but listen, you asked me to say something on it, right? This is actually not Bob Marley's family who have actually opened up the first cannabis factory or whatever. This is what they're called. I can't remember who it is. Privateer Holdings in Washington who are actually doing it. And they've gone to Bob Marley's family and said, can we use his image?
Yeah.
And then they've called it Marley Natural, which is a good idea. There is nothing intrinsically wrong with cannabis.
But don't do it, boys and girls, because it's absolutely legal and we wouldn't wish to condone it or encourage it.
Exactly. Absolutely, which is what I was going to say.
Yes.
Because it's against all, and that is the only thing it has against it. Nobody actually should really. Well, I'm not going down that road, but.
No, but the funny thing
alcohol
is.
Alcohol is as bad, and
no, to this family,
and ask them to back it is good.
Controversial point. Well, I have seen many a punch up due to alcohol.
I was just about to say.
But I have never seen one with the weed.
Because if somebody tries to steal your packet of Cheetos.
there speaks the voice of no. Anyway, we better shut up there. So we just haven't had time to talk about FIFA football.
The gay ball.
That's a real terrible shame.
And the gay ball or the film censoring board that actually had to tell themselves off as well, and the shocking thing that some sea liony things are having. Ladies and gentlemen, with penguins.
That was a good story as well.
It was a good story. But we will mention very quickly that BBC Radio 2 presenter Jeremy Vine was caught speeding on his push bike.
Bless him. He didn't have any cannabis cream.
No, he didn't. No.
Oh, no, you need that when you say
that. No, he didn't actually. Rach, I'm sorry, but you've got to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Rach.
Who just dropped a spoon in a cup?
No, I was just... last week I was doing my hoovering and my dusting. Now I'm just sweeping the hearth with my...
He's putting his pens in his little jar again.
Is he?
Yeah.
Sometimes I despair. Now he's moved his mic. So say goodbye, Lee.
Right, yeah, and I just want to say to the world that the fact that that bull is gay does not mean that...
Oh, for goodness sake. Time to wipe him out and go, boys and girls. See you next week. Same time, same channel. Have a good week. Till next week. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.